Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
الْقُرْآنُ نُورٌ وَبَيَانٌ. الْقُرْآنُ هَدْيُ الْإِيمَانِ. الْقُرْآنُ مِسْكُ الْخِتَامِ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm so glad having brothers Masoom, Hussein, Hassan and Ali Nasser with me today here in this session. Assalamu alaikum everybody. How are you, Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Hassan?
Alhamdulillah,
Alhamdulillah. Hussein?
Alhamdulillah.
And Masoom?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Everyone is fine and ready. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, hope you are doing great. Let's get started. Inshallah, today we will be practicing Ayah 3, verse number 3, Surah Yusuf, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, on page
235.
Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, hope you have the Quran with you, the same as brothers Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, and Masoom. Open the Quran in front of you. Turn to page 235, Surah Yusuf, ayah number 3. Verse number 3. So, ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين.
We relate to you, O Muhammad, the best of stories in what we have revealed to you of this Quran, although you were before it among the unaware.
Let's get started. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah Almighty says in ayah 3, Surah Yusuf, page 235, nahnu naqussu 'alayka ahsan al-qasas bima awhayna ilayk. Bima awhayna ilayka hadha al-Qur'an. وَإِن كُنْتَ مِن قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Guys, all the stories in the Quran, which are mentioned in the Quran, who has told those stories? Who has told the stories to the Prophet?
Allah
Almighty. So the first point, the stories are all trustworthy, are all credible. Got it?
Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
They all are valuable because they all are heavenly words. There is no doubt about the stories. There is nothing false about the stories. Understood?
Yeah.
It's not a story like somebody else, like a normal person or a guy from that village has told the stories. No. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ. نَحْنُ we. God says, we deliver the stories to you. We revealed the stories of the prophets to you. Ahsan al-qasas. Quran, if we compare Quran, that actually we can't compare, okay? There is nothing to be compared with the Quran, but let's say we compare the stories mentioned in the Quran with all the stories in the other books. Allah says, Ahsan al-qasas. This Quran, the book Quran, contains the best stories. It's not a storybook. Because there is a doubt, there is a question some people raise. They say that Quran is a storybook. It's not a book of guidance. Bro, if you claim that Quran is a storybook, have you ever learned, and have you ever read one of the stories yet? They say no. So why do you say that way? That Quran is a storybook? in every single scene from the stories, okay, mentioned in the Quran, in every single part, we get a lot of thousands of lessons, hundreds of lessons. Let's go on. I want Brother Ali Nasir to recite once this ayah. Let's see what tajweed points we have to mention. Ali Nasir, you may start.
Yes, sir.
Guys, let's listen.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
At one point, Allah Almighty has not told all the stories of all the prophets in the Quran. Okay? Because really, this is one of the reasons that Allah Almighty says that this is not a storybook. Otherwise, I had to tell all the stories from all the prophets. So Allah Almighty has mentioned the most important ones.
Yeah.
Okay? The most important ones. So move on.
نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن.
أحسنتم. Read it again. Guys, listen. Pay attention. Read it again. There is something wrong. Go on. Let's see who finds it.
نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. He fixed it himself. Did you notice, Masum, what the mistake was?
No, I couldn't.
Hussein?
The pronunciation of letter Ayn?
No. Hassan?
He didn't prolong the sound of mad.
No.
It was an ahsana.
Ahsana. He said ahsana. Okay. He pronounced it like sad. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ. Like this, he said. So then he fixed it, mashallah. Bravo. Excellent. Allah يحفظك, inshallah. Move on. بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا.
بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ وَإِن كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ.
أحسنتم. Sometimes you can stress on some of the letters. لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Or for example, in Quran, okay? نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن. Stress on some of the letters, okay? Especially with mad letters. When a letter which is followed by a mad letter. Or especially whenever you want to stop. قرآن. Okay? That makes your recitation more beautiful. All right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ. So one of the important points here in this ayah, in all the verses of the Quran, whenever you want to read, you have to pay attention to pronounce the letters
correctly.
Got it, guys?
Yeah.
صَاد should be correctly pronounced. سِين should be differentiated with, like, I mean, there should be a difference between pronunciation of سِين and صَاد. Like a slight difference there is, okay? Not sus, not like this. No. Like whistling, no. It's not whistling sound. It's similar to that whistling sound. Or ayn with hamza.
Yeah.
Huh? Or ha with
ha.
Ha, the soft one. Or qaf and
kaf.
They should be like, for example, God forbid, if you say qa, qalb, it means heart. Qalb means dog. They're different, okay? So in Arabic, they really matter, in Arabic especially, because each letter has its own pronunciation. Or dhal and za, they're different. Sad, da, dad and dha. Th, look, these four letters. z, huh? V, l, d. In Persian, we say them similar to each other. One pronunciation. In English, one pronunciation. But in Arabic, we have four different pronunciations. Okay? Should be careful. Second point, qaf, qaf, qaf has a heavy sound. Sad has a heavy sound. They are heavy letters, yes or no?
Yes.
Can you tell us the heavy letters?
We have qaf.
Qaf here, yes, in this ayah, heavy letters. Qaf.
Yeah, we have sad.
Sad.
We have
ghain. Ghain. And the last one, Hussein, you tell us.
Ayn?
Ayn, no. Ayn is a...
Ha.
Ha, no. Qur, 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 so, بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله. So these three examples of إخفاء rule we have إن كنت من قبله. All are the examples for
إخفاء.
إخفاء. And the last point قب قب. Echoing sound.
Yeah.
I will recite this ayah. Listen and repeat. Brothers and sisters, time to practice the recitation of this ayah. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن
نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن
بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين
بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Ahsantum. Allah bless you, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, thank you so much for being with us with IRB English Radio. Stay with us. In the coming sessions, we'll be here with you. That's it for today. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
القرآن.